lie to keep a relationship going. We lie to make somebody feel good, and sometimes lies are told for the best of reasons. But sometimes they're told for the worst. Let's help you improve your body language observation skills so you can work out when somebody's lying to you. A couple of years ago, I interviewed a famous musician for my radio show. It was an in-depth piece, and the interview was going fairly well, until I asked him about his childhood. It was a pretty bland question about his musical influences, and it was actually something that he'd talked about in the past in another radio interview. His answers were still intelligent and still well thought out, and by his verbal account, his childhood had been happy. But for that section of the interview, he seemed uneasy. His body language included him touching his collar repeatedly, and he crossed his arms. He continued to talk about his childhood for a minute or two, and his defensive body language really didn't match what he was saying. I noticed again how he was touching his collar as he spoke to me. He briefly touched his ear, looked upwards and to the left, and then the interview moved on to a different area. What's interesting is that it can be much harder for people to conceal a lie with their body language. How they physically express themselves can be a far more effective way of gauging their true thoughts and feelings. When you're communicating with someone, in less than 1 minute of interaction, you can exchange up to 10,000 non-verbal cues. We're practiced at lying with our words, but we're not practiced at covering up those 10,000 non-verbal cues. So, now, you can allow yourself